I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2 years in, the human rights inquiry into the abduction of Malaysian pastor Raymond Koh found that police were behind it. Why was he a target? Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman says,
Pastor Koh has been very much of an activist, trying to bring more religious freedom into Malaysia, as well as a pastor and as a minister of the gospel, telling others about Jesus. And, you know, he has been accused of bringing Muslims to Christ.
As Malaysia pushes toward adopting Sharia law, these attacks send a message.
If you're going to be involved in trying to bring people to Christianity, there's going to be a price to pay. And so we need to be continuing to pray for the safety of those that are brave enough to continue to share the message of Christ.
And Bibles for the World is spreading the gospel in the Ivory Coast. They provided scripture to every person who attended the Louis Palau Festival back in February. The Love Cote d'Ivoire Festival had 100,000 attendees this year, and many gave their lives to Christ. Jeff McClendon tells us,
our role as a scripture provider, a partner with the Palau team, to make sure that people have the gospel in their hands. And also for those people who come to faith, we provide New Testaments in order for them to be able to go deeper into scripture and to actually be discipled through the New Testament through those local churches.
Pray for new believers and for church growth.
There were 19,000 people who registered decisions for Christ, salvation decisions for Jesus Christ.
If you want to know more about this story or others from today's broadcast, go to missionnews.org and find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.